Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 18th of September, 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. No more cases, so still three confirmed cases of COVID-19, all in isolation on the island. Big boulders in the river at Laxey causing concern. The health minister says our borders will stay as they are for now. Will the Isle of Man get fixed speed cameras? And after COVID, would cheap steam packet fares help our tourism industry? And in case you'd forgotten, it's another flume-free Friday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Dolan Mercer.
Faster Mai, protesters in the south of the island gathered to oppose upcoming bank closures earlier today. It follows RBS International's decision to shut Isle of Man Bank branches in Castletown and Peel as it shifts its focus to online transactions. A petition was handed to staff at the Castletown branch, which had gathered 450 signatures in 4 days. Concerns have been raised about the placement of large boulders in Laxey River to protect the banks against erosion. Manx Utilities says the rock armour is industry standard and only a temporary measure ahead of winter, with a long-term solution planned for next year. But those who live by the river fear it'll raise its height and increase the risk of flooding. The health minister says he doesn't expect a step back to level 5 of the border framework anytime soon. It's as cases of COVID-19 in the UK are on the rise. Further afield, and the UK Department of Health has announced the highest number of daily coronavirus cases across the UK since May. More than 4,300 new infections have been recorded, along with a further 27 deaths. The Leader of the Opposition and Scotland's First Minister are urging Boris Johnson to hold an emergency COBRA meeting on the pandemic. Labour's Sir Keir Starmer says there's mounting concern about whether the virus is sufficiently under control. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish sea weather. Some strong winds off the south of the Isle of Man. It will be dry and clear through the night. A gorgeous evening on the Isle of Man tonight. Low temperature 12 Celsius for Saturday. Chasan, sunny intervals, light to moderate winds, and 18 degrees tomorrow. The overnight minimum 11 into Sunday. Jaduni, dry and bright with light breezes. 18 degrees top temperature on Sunday. Low water 6 minutes past 7 tonight. Sunset 26 minutes past 7. High water 6 minutes past 1 a.m. Sunrise a minute to 7 tomorrow morning. The early low water 25 to 8. And the lunchtime high tide 24 minutes past 1.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy and cheap to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
When the Manx government moved to level four of the border framework, the infection rate in England was 1 in 3,900. The latest figures from the Office for National Statistics in the UK reveal today 1 in 900. The Health and Social Care Minister on the Isle of Man, however, says he doesn't expect to step back to level 5 of the government's border framework anytime soon. David Ashford, MHK, says that's because the ONS's method for collecting data has changed.
From the time when we did our border framework to the figures you're quoting now, the Office for National Statistics has actually changed their base modelling. So the actual formula behind how they do the calculation has actually changed. So the figure we were using at that time wouldn't be the figure now anyway. But also the ONS survey was only one of other measures. So of other measures that came with decided whether or not we were going to move between the stages was there infection on Ireland? Ireland, what will we identify in coming back on Ireland, and those measures at the moment all still remain green. The way the calculation worked, so I'm not a mathematician, I haven't been able to go back and do the maths on what it would be now, but I know initially when they had that big change where they went from saying they were 1 in 3,900 and it suddenly went to being 1 in 2,200, that was actually the point at which they changed their calculation. So it actually did have quite a big impact.
So you're not worried about us having to move back to level 5 of the borders anytime soon?
Not at the current moment. Obviously, I know people are nervous because we've had these three cases identified. But again, I need to emphasise it's three cases in isolation. It's people who haven't been out in the community. We've got no community transmission that has been identified. And that is basically the game changer. It's community transmission. Just like at the very start of the pandemic, when we had people travelling back into the island who are identified cases but isolated, it's the community transmission case where we don't know where it's come from. That's when we need to start looking at measures.
Something that's coming today is this potential two-week lockdown over the October half term in England. How would that affect us, theoretically, and our border framework?
Well, obviously, if people are travelling into the UK and if they are going to go for a national lockdown at any point, then obviously people have to abide by the rules of the country they're going into. That's the same with any form of travel. So if people are travelling into the UK during lockdown, then obviously they will be restricted on what they'll be able to do.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening. It's 24 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. Large boulders are being placed along the river in Laxey by Manx utilities to shore up the banks ahead of winter. The industry standard rock armour is the only temporary solution protection and will be replaced next year with a more long-term solution. But there are local fears the extra rocks will raise the height of the river and increase the risk of flooding. The work's taking place close to the back garden of Richard Neen.
They've brought hundreds of tons of stone in and they've cut it hundreds of yards up the river here, up by the other plinths that didn't need doing. And then they're carrying on up outside mine here, all the way up the river with more and more rock, which is making the river shallower for when the floodwaters come. We're going to lose the volume of the river.
Won't it stop the sides of the river collapsing in?
Well, they weren't really in... There's only one little bit here that was in danger of that, and they've over-egged it and put far too much in now. You know, if they'd have just done that one plinth, in the next couple of years, they're talking about underpinning the whole lot. Because these plinths down here, the ones where they're putting the rocks, where they put all the rocks, are actually quite stable. And where it's not stable, they haven't done it.
And this work started at 5:30 in the morning, without you knowing.
It started yesterday, and then I got awoke. It was 5:20, and I heard this commotion outside, and there they were swinging the digger into the other side of the river here to start work on this side, and it woke us all up. And I went out, and I says, "What are you playing at? You know, this time in the morning."
5:20 in the morning, without you knowing.
Yeah, without us knowing. And this is another thing. There was. The Manx Utilities Authority, we were meant to keep us all informed of what was going on. And across the road, where they did the new culvert, all that was done. We got paperwork through the door saying they're going to do it. Fine, no problem. We had no problem with that. But what they're doing here, they're just wrecking the river, basically. You know what I mean? And they're going to... We've got all these fancy engineers. I don't know where they've got them from, but just to the naked eye, you can see yourself... We're going to lose the volume of the river here. And because we are getting more rain now, we could have a serious issue here.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree arrived an hour or so ago. A little less than an hour or so ago. She'll be leaving Douglas at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30 tonight, then back at 2:15 in the morning, arriving in Douglas at 6. Manannan's in Liverpool at the moment. She leaves at 7:15 this evening, arriving at the sea terminal at around 10 o'clock tonight. So the Ben McCree's handling the service to and from Heysham, of course, at the moment. The Fastcraft Manannan just on weekend duty to and from Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
What would happen to the Isle of Man's tourism industry if it cost just, say, £30 to get to the Isle of Man from the UK? How about £20? How about £10? A caller to today's Man in Line suggested that the Manx government, after COVID's gone, could subsidise fares on the steam pack to flood the Isle of Man with tourists next summer. This is Steve.
Quick question, not a question really, it's just a thought. Chris Robertshaw was on the other day saying hotels possibly may need to reinvent themselves, you know, due to COVID and everything else and what have you. In my opinion, government needs to rethink their strategy as well. We own a great asset at the present moment, and once COVID is over, they could do something great, which would be to totally subsidise the steam package to get people over here, make it cheap. There's no extra costs involved, really, because it takes the same number of people to staff the ship, be it full or empty, surely.
Oh, crikey, yes. How about that? What, for 3 months or 6 months, just let people flood into the Isle of Man?
Yep. Very much so, yep. Yep. And let them go, and that will give a real kickstart to the industry. Nobody else will be able to do that sort of thing. Maybe Jersey or Guernsey, maybe. But we've got the whole of the northwest of England to attract and get people to come to the island and actually see it, you know, in its glory. And, you know, it will give the hoteliers and the restaurants a real good sort of boost.
Steve, that's a very original thought. I've never heard that before now. So we should use the steam packet as a loss leader to get people to the Isle of Man.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Good idea, Steve.
But I don't think it'll be a loss leader, Andy. I think it will still make money because people spend money on the boats and everything else. But more importantly, hotels and the industry, not just the hotel and catering, but also the shops and everything else affected by this will actually get income and they'll be able to pay the taxes, such as the rates and everything else.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
19 minutes before 6 Friday evening from the Isle of Man, Thomas Cook owner Fosun has big plans for the brands it owns once the global economy recovers. The Chinese travel firm also owns Club Med and expects the beleaguered industry to pick up strongly once a vaccine's been found. Fosun relaunched Thomas Cook in China in July with more than 170,000 customers. This week it relaunched the brand in the UK as an online travel agency, but that's just phase one. Thomas Cook went bust last year, leaving thousands of customers stranded overseas, but since being completely taken over by China's Fosun Tourism Group, it's been dramatically downsized. Fosun had originally been a major shareholder in Thomas Cook before it collapsed last September. Now, a year later, it's relaunched in both the UK and China.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower as investors monitored a rise in C-19 cases across Europe. The dollar was on track for its fifth straight day of declines against the yen. Oil prices ticked up after Saudi Arabia pressed allies to stick to production quotas. Gold gained, buoyed by a weaker dollar and lingering concerns over an economic recovery. In corporate news, travel-related stocks such as IAG, Rolls-Royce and Intercontinental Hotels were weaker. Ryanair, as said earlier, it will cut its October capacity by another 20%. On the upside, paper and packing companies Smurfit Kappa and Mondi both rallied, along with the cybersecurity firm Avast. The numbers now at the close in London at 5 o'clock. The FTSE 100 was down 0.7% at 6,007. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.7% at 13,116. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.33% at 27,806 currently. And the tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down just over 0% at 10,790. In Chicago, the S&P 500 down 0.7% at 3,333. And in the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1.29.5 and €1.09.1. And in commodities, gold up 0.4% at $1,952 per ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude flat at $43.26.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend around the Isle of Man. The inshore coastal waters forecast: fine and dry with sunny periods. The sea temperature projected to be 15 Celsius. And the winds: Saturday east 4 or 5, backing east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 through the morning. Wave height 0.5 to 1.2 metres, becoming 0.3 to 0.7 metres. Wave period 4 seconds tomorrow. High tide 24 minutes past 1 p.m. And on Sunday, the wind is east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Wave height 0.3 to 0.7 metres. Wave period 3.5 seconds. High tide on Sunday, 6 minutes past 2.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
A host of current and former politicians join more than 100 people at a protest in the south of the island today. Campaigners want RBS International to reverse its decision, which will see the Isle of Man Bank branches in Castletown and Peel close in January. A petition signed by 450 people in 4 days was handed into staff at the Castletown branch by the protest leader, Alwyn Collister. These people spoke to our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
One bank's closed, another bank is finding it hard to stay open, and this one's closed altogether. Why? Why are suddenly all the banks closing? Have we run out of money, or what?
This bank is really important to the disabled and the elderly, and it needs to stay.
What implications will it have if the people in charge fail to reverse their decision?
I think it'll be a bit of a disaster for the businesses in Castletown and in Peel as well.
I had was the director of a big commercial company on the island, and we had a facility with the Isle of Man Bank. And a number of years ago, we wanted to talk about the facility. Oh, we can't talk about it. This was the Isle of Man Bank when it existed. We can't talk about it. We have to refer it to England. Well, what are they doing?
I got told in Regent Street that this was closing, and I said, but how can I do what I'm doing here? Oh, I'll show you. You do it all self-service. I said, there's no way that I'm standing there doing a machine in the high street. It's not the high street here. But I said, because I just can't do that. And, oh, somebody will help you if you go in there. I said, that's okay while I'm fit and able to get on a bus. But what is it going to be like once I'm not able to do that?
Forcing customers to have this choice to go onto online banking. And I think one of your news articles last year was talking about the potential rise in hacking events when people are online banking, and I think it's unfair that you should be forced to do something that you don't want to do. I've been a loyal customer for 20 years and I would consider seriously moving to a different bank if this goes through.
Manx Radio Sport.
Festamai, Rhiann Evans.
Festamai, the island's very first men's versus men's netball match is being held this weekend. A plethora of women's and men's teams are flying over from Guernsey for a full day of matches tomorrow against a mix of Manx under-17s, under-19s and senior squad players, with the day kicking off with the historic men's versus men's game. Island Manx Rand senior coach and men's coach is Claire Batty.
This will be our first men v men fixture, so really looking forward to that. Our men have only had a few training sessions and these guys have been playing over 8 years. With a few newbies of theirs thrown in, I believe. So, yeah, really looking forward to having that fixture. Very excited.
Matches are on at the NSC from midday until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. In hockey, four junior teams are embarking on a journey to Guernsey this weekend to take part in a celebration of junior hockey. The Ravenscroft under-14s and under-16s will be taking part in boys, girls and mixed games across the weekend. Age category manager and coach Niamh Goddard says this is a golden opportunity for younger players to go against some strong competition in their own age range.
We don't really get to play much matches here as age groups, so it's a really opportunity to drag all these players, really some good talented players together and get them to play at a good level.
And in rugby, Vaggers ladies are back in action this weekend. They're taking on the Guernsey Raiders tomorrow at Ballafletcher. Kickoff is at 2:30 p.m. Further afield and in cricket, Lancashire can look forward to a place in the quarterfinals of cricket's T20 Blast. The North Group's second place side secured their spot with a 7-run win over Yorkshire. They join pace setters Nottinghamshire, who remain unbeaten in the competition thanks to an 8-wicket victory against Derbyshire. I'll have more for you on these stories at 6 o'clock on Friday Sport Preview.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Two departures, two arrivals. The London City 4:30 left 4 minutes late, and the 10:05 Liverpool departure left a minute early. They're back later on tonight, 6:40 from Liverpool and 8:00 from London City. On the roads, still those temporary narrow lanes for building work, Peveril Square in Douglas between the Sea Terminal and the Lloyds Bank building. Derby Haven slipways closed for reconstruction at the moment. North Quay in Douglas, of course, is on pedestrian duty tonight till 11 o'clock, close to motor vehicles between Ridgeway Street and Market Hill. Shore Road, Victoria Road, East Cairn Station Place in Peel, closed for phase closures for water main replacement. Currently, it's the section between Shore Road Pumping Station to Crown Street. Next week for a fortnight is Victoria Road, Crown Street to Weatherglass Corner. All the information at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And the Matrix signs say no problem on the mountain road.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Talking of driving, how would local authorities feel about having fixed speed cameras trialled in their area on the island? Jane Glover's the chair of the new authority covering Arbury and Rushen. Is she in favour?
Yes, we discussed it at our board meeting last night and very much welcomed the idea. Going back in time, we had a public meeting last November and the topic of speed cameras cropped up during that meeting, at which the Department of Infrastructure and Highways were present. So really, we've sort of flagged it up way back in November. And going back about a month or so, actually, a company from England approached myself offering services and software for such devices, which we passed on to the department. So it's a coincidence, but definitely it's a positive step in our opinion. We had our, we'll call him Frowny Sid, stats in from 2 weeks ago. 70% of the traffic travelling through Colby was over the speed limit. So it's definitely something that is on the minds of parishioners.
We saw some similar figures from a study not that long ago in St Mark's. So from what you're telling me here, it sounds like there's quite a parallel case study through Colby then. A lot of people breaking the limit.
Yes, I would actually say, and I have stated this before, that we feel it is a national issue. And I was pleased in a response from Minister Baker that he is keen to actually address the issue.
Do you feel that fixed speed cameras are the answer on their own, or is there more to this?
I think there's a lot more to it. I think you need to look at road infrastructure. If you look at Kirkmichael and the changes that they're making there, they have made some changes through the village of Ballabeg. Slightly controversial, but they have implemented them. So I think it's not just the actual cameras themselves, it's the infrastructure, it's the education of road users. But definitely there seems to be at the moment an attitude of, I'm not going to be caught, so I'll get away with it.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
6:07 on Manx Radio. This month, many Manx students are facing the daunting prospect of heading across the water for further education, university, whether it be returning to study or going for the first time. Dolan Mercer.
At the middle of September, some students have set off already. Some are soon to depart. Elliot Callow is one of many going through their final preparations. He's been speaking to William King.
I'm really excited. I just want to get back away to England because I lived in England for 2 years and I just want to get back there, see some old friends and make a load more new friends. That's the plan. Just, I think, also get my brain back into gear. It's been far too long since I've actually done any real schoolwork and stuff. So, yeah, I just want to get back doing something.
And what about the university then? Have they been in contact? Have they got sort of new plans with COVID and everything?
Yeah, they've been really sort of on it actually. From the very start, they've been giving everyone plenty of emails, plenty of rules in place, as most unis will have. for example, my dad can't come in and unload the car with me. I have to take it all in myself. They've been really helpful. International students, they've been putting them all up in quarantine and bringing them 2 weeks earlier.
Elliot Callow there. Jacob Halstein has started his first year of study last week. He's doing physiotherapy at Manchester Metropolitan University and told William how it's been so far.
It's quite hectic starting out, getting used to living on your own and all that kind of stuff, but it's good. I've had 3 actual classes now. Stressful, but it is worth it. I'm enjoying it so far, and I think it's going to be a good year.
That's good to hear. Have you had any virtual lectures or anything yet?
I haven't had one yet. My first one is on Monday. But some of my flatmates have. They've had theirs all this week. You know, they said the first one was a bit slow, getting used to it and everything, but they said it's just like sitting in the classroom. It's the same kind of thing. The teacher speaks to you, you make a few notes. It's not really that different.
What about sort of Freshers Week activities? Has anything like that been able to happen?
Yeah, there's a few things. So there's like a lot of the events that were already planned are still going ahead, but obviously the way it works has changed. So with obviously the only 6-person social gathering rule in the UK, there's less tickets and you have to go in a group of 6 and you have your own table.
Jacob Halstein there. We'll hear more from Jacob and Elliot on Perspective on Sunday. That's from midday to 1, going to university in an uncertain world.
And that's just about it for Update Tonight on Manx Radio after the news at 6 o'clock. Friday Sport, Rhiann Evans and the wit and wisdom on football of Tony Mapham and more. Chris Kinley's got some more football and greatest hits at 6:30 tonight. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to our newsreader, Dolan Mercer, producer Tim Glover. Updates back Monday evening at 5:30. And it's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com. And all the details of the stories you've heard tonight and more, of course, at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. I'm Andy Wint, wishing you a wonderful weekend.